We are the suppliers of the earth. We are to supply the kingdom of God down here on this earth. We are to supply this earth with the kingdom supply. You know, God has a supply of his own that comes from his kingdom that he wants us to supply. Remember he said he wants us to bring his kingdom down here on this earth? Well, he has a supply of everything that we need, and he wants us to bring it down here on this earth. And the only way we're going to do it is by stopping Satan. We can't allow him to do whatever he wants to do. Amen? You know? So God has made us to be we are royalty to God. He made us as royalty, his royal family. And we need to wake up and see that. You know, we need to hear what David said about how particularly and how God made us. I want you to listen to what David says. He made us in a way that we should be inspired. We should be delighted that we were made so extremely well by our Father God. And we're going to read Psalms 139 and 14. And it says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. David said, marvelous are thy works, and my soul knoweth right well. Verse 15 says, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lower parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in the book all my members were written, which is uncontinued, were fashioned. Now you just need to grasp on every one of these words. He said, there was no continuance. I mean, it wasn't finished yet. And it was fashioned when as yet there was none of them. He said, you know what he said? He says, a God in the lower parts of the earth. It says, this is what it is saying. It says, God in the lower parts of the earth, when he began to fashion man, he made diagrams and blueprints of each and every integral part of our body. And he knew our substance that we were made out of, you know, our real physical matter, our tangible, solid presence, because he himself, he fashioned us. Before he even created this world, God fashioned us. And you can ask, why is this so important? Well, I tell you, look at Hebrews 11, and he talks about faith and faith being a substance. And when we are petitioning God for our healing, we need to know that he knows our substance. You know, he knows our real physical matter in which our bodies were made out of. And he has a blueprint of all the parts of our body. And when we pray, we need to know God can restore any part that we need. He can restore us as new and living as we want to be. He can restore a liver, spleens. He can restore a foot, a leg, give us new eyes, bones, you know. He can replace the whole skeletal system if we need to. This is what healing is all about, saints of God. When you think of healing, think about what I just said about the blueprints and every part of our body. God's got a blueprint of it. You know, he wants us to know and believe that by faith, he can supply all of our needs. And that means physical needs, spiritual needs. But right now, we're talking about the physical needs. Every part of our body can be restored. If he made us and if he put us together, you know, he can, if he recorded all of our parts of our body in a book, you better believe, that he can restore any part of our body that we need to, that needs to be restored. He can restore it, saints of God. He can restore any part of our body that needs to be restored. Anything that needs to be replaced, God can do it. You know? So that's how, and that's why it's, we live by faith. Because we live by what God told us in the Word. And we believe for our healing so we can understand how this healing comes about. It comes about because he has a blueprint of everything that we need. And all we have to do is pray for it. By faith, we can receive it done in the name of Jesus. Knowing who we are is more than just knowing that we're Christians. We should know what God says. We should know what he says about us. He didn't just create a bunch of people. We're distinguished. God has packed the church with everything needed to lead the world, to govern it, to multiply, to subdue it, and to have dominion over it. And I'm going to read Psalms 82 and 6. It says, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High. Now, I didn't write this. I didn't say you were gods. This is David talking about what God told him in Psalms 82 and 6. I have said, ye are gods, little g, not big, but little g's, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princesses. In God's mind, you know, he was building his kingdom when he made us. He was building his kingdom. He was bringing us into it as his children. Not as a bunch of, just a bunch of people, but he was bringing us as his children. You know, without worth or plan, you know, God could not have done this. So he planned it out. God planned it out. And we know our worth. We should know our worth. That God planned our worth even before he created the world and the earth in the book of Genesis. He had already set forth at how we were supposed to be and how we were supposed to come about. So I'm talking to Christians. I'm not talking to the sinner man right now. I'm talking to the Christians. So we are gods because we're made in God's own image. So we are the children of God. You know, we're his children. You know, all of us could be his children, but we know that not all of us are his children. It's only those that submit to him and those that will receive him as their father. Those are the ones that are his children. So we are the children of God. And the children of the world are the children of the devil. But we are the children of the living God. And Ephesians 1 and 5, it says, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Christ to himself, according to the God, to the good pleasure of his will. I'm talking about the good pleasure of God's will. He predestined us to be children. Before he created this world, he predestined us to be children for the purpose of being his children by adopting us into his royal family. Now, saints of God, this is what I'm telling you. Know your identity. Know your place in God. And then we'll be able to hold our head up, walk as royalty, walk as the children of the living God, because it is he that have made us, and he fashioned us. Way before he created the earth, he fashioned us to be his children. And I mean all of the world, Every man, woman, boy, and girl of the earth have an opportunity to be a child of the living God. But in order to be a child of the living God, you have to accept him as your Lord, Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Then you can become a child of God, and then you can be a member of his royal family. You will be adopted into his royal family. So I'm telling you all of this so that you'll know that you are more than a name with God. You are more than just a name with God. You are the children of the living God. You are the children of the royal family of God. God made his children to be like him, like Jesus, more than just mere men. So I'm going to stop right here, and then we're going to come back in the next session, and we're going to tell you more about your identity. You know, when we give our life to God, when we give our life to him, he pours on us his likeness in every way, saints of God, in power, in ability, in strength, in wisdom, in knowledge, in understanding, in authority, and so forth and so on. Everything that God has, he pours it into us. He poured it into us. You know, we're powerful and unstoppable, just like God is. Let us not be afraid to walk in that identity. We have powers, and don't be afraid to exercise them. We are the church. We are the church of the living God. And we have been thoroughly vested by God to rule and reign and govern on the face of this earth. So, saints of God, let's begin to do the things that God told us to do. Let's grab hold of these scriptures. Let's grab hold of them, saints of God. Let's grab hold of these scriptures so that we can know our identity, you know, and know what God think of us. It's so important that you know what God think of us. And when we see all these scriptures, we see how David said God wonderfully made us. And in Psalms, I'm going to read one more for you. In Psalms 115 and 16, it says, "The heavens, even the heavens are the Lord's, and the earth has he given to the children of men." The earth is ours to help us to take care of it. God gave it to us so we could take care of it in the natural. And for Christians, he requires us to do both, to manage and govern it in the natural and also in the spirit. That's what he gave it to us for. So, saints of God, we need to be knowing our identity. We need to know what God has called us to do. We need to know who he say we are, and how he say that we are to go about doing the things that he called us to do. And then we'll have a good grip on becoming the church that God has called us to be. We are unstoppable, but we have to obey God, and we have to do the things that he has required us to do. Then we truly are an unstoppable entity. Nothing can stop us, because God already told us that. He told us that the gates of hell would not stand against his church. But if you're walling around and looking just like the devil and working in tandem with the devil, then God can't use that kind of Christian. He can't use that kind. He needs the ones that's going to be obedient. He said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And that's what we're striving to do. Keep the commandments of God, knowing your identity and being able to work according to that identity. We can hold our heads up because we are royalty. We are the royal children of God. And we can do everything that he has equipped us to do in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Spiritual One Man Broadcast with Evangelist Wonder Bear. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bear, or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bear or